And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 31st of January 2015. It's the birthday of Thomas Merton, born in Prades, France in 1915, wrote his master's thesis on William Blake, converted to Christianity, entered a Trappist abbey in Kentucky where he lived for most of his life. In his diary from the time, Thomas Merton wrote, "Going to the Trappists is exciting. I return to the idea again and again. Give up everything. Give up everything." His autobiography was a bestseller in 1948, Seven Story Mountain. It's the birthday of Norman Mailer, born Long Branch, New Jersey, 1923. Grew up in Brooklyn, went to Harvard, got drafted into World War II, served in the Philippines, didn't participate in much fighting, but got enough material to go home and write a novel, The Naked and the Dead, published 1948. He was just 25 years old. It was a big bestseller. Norman Mailer wrote every day, 9 to 5, up until his death at the age of 84. Nonfiction, he said, he could write on a regular routine, but he could not force his novels. He said, a novel is more like falling in love. You don't say, I'm going to fall in love next Tuesday. I'm going to begin my novel. The novel has to come to you. It has to feel just like love. He wrote by hand, usually in the morning, then typed it up in the afternoon. He said, I used to have a little studio in Brooklyn, a couple blocks from my house. No telephone, not much else. Only thing I ever did there was work. It was perfect. I was like a draft horse with a conditioned reflex. I came in ready to sit at my desk. No television, no way to call out. Didn't want to be tempted. And it's the birthday of the musicologist Alan Lomax, born Austin, Texas, 1915, son of the musicologist John Lomax. John Lomax, who had collected cowboy songs. Alan Lomax dropped out of Harvard to accompany his dad on one of his folk song collecting missions. They went to the Louisiana State Penitentiary, where they met Hoodie William Leadbetter, better known as Leadbelly. Lomax wrote, I'll never forget, he approached us all the way from the building where he worked with his big 12-string guitar in his hand. He sat down in front of us and proceeded to sing everything that we could think of in this beautiful, clear, trumpet-like voice that he had, with his hand simply flying on the strings. Here's a poem for today by Robert Wrigley, Highway 12, just east of Paradise, Idaho. The doe at a dead run was dead the instant the truck hit her. In the headlights, I saw her tongue extend and her eyes go shocked and vacant, launched at a sudden right angle, say from 20 miles per hour south to 50 miles per hour east. She skated many yards on the slightest toe-edge tips of her dainty deer hooves, then fell slowly inside the speed of her new trajectory, not pole-axed, but stunned, away from me and the truck's decelerating pitch. She skidded along the right lane's fog line, true as a cue ball, until her neck caught a signpost that spun her around both lanes and out of sight beyond the edge, for which, I admit, I was grateful, the road there being dark, narrow, and shoulderless, and home with its lights not far away. Highway 12, just east of Paradise, Idaho, a poem by Robert Wrigley from Lives of the Animals, published by Penguin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.